It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Byram out of the corner. Kulik up top. Scores! What a shot! Jiří Kulik! And it's 5-1 Buffalo.
Jiří Kulik had himself a night on Thursday.
Sorry, and the song took over me for a second.
That's fair.
Weezer.
So, Sabres, though, they go away winning on a Pride night on Thursday night in Buffalo against Pittsburgh. They play against Philadelphia today with a chance, Joe, a real chance to get out of the Eastern Conference basement, baby.
A real Phoenix story here from ashes.
A real opportunity.
the bird's going to rise, firebird.
A real opportunity, though, to get out of last place in the Eastern Conference today against Philadelphia, who is the team right ahead of them. And you know what? Go get it, please. I wanted, here's the thing. It's interesting to say this 10 years ahead of time of the original Tank Brigade. But now, no. I don't care where you're drafting this year. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you lose a couple more games to try to better your draft position. Because I can tell you right now, you're not going to do worse than Nashville, Chicago, or San Jose. Those teams are firmly below you because they are worse teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are not. Like, those are bad hockey teams with next to no talent. Or, apparently, in Nashville's case, talent that does not fit together as a team. You're still four clear of Nashville. And game in hand, yada, yada. So right now you're fourth from the worst in the league. You're telling me that fifth worst in the league is so detrimental to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because the draft lottery still exists for all three of those picks.
That it does.
So who cares?
This, you know, I did allude to them.
Who the bleep cares about losing more games to set up for your position here?
Yeah.
No. At this point, nobody wants to hear that.
No.
Nobody wants to hear
People
that.
People want to see product to end the season. A good product.
Give us something useful to cling on to. Something that Brian and I talked about last week. Brian Koziel and I heading into a game last week. They did proceed to get the brakes beaten off of them by Minnesota that Saturday a week ago.
Yeah.
So hopefully not the same result here today. Though they do have a damn tough time with Philadelphia of all teams for some reason.
They do, but Tortorella is no more.
Perel's so, no more.
We don't know what could happen there. That could change things.
It also could be the new coach bump.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we thought about that, though, with the Jets this year, with the Bills, right? After they got rid of
Well, think about it.
Robert.
The first game that they play against Buffalo with the new coach bump, it's a one-possession game.
Right, a Hail Mary.
It's a one-score game.
Yeah.
It ultimately is. It comes down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
The second time they played each other, not even close.
Not quite.
Nope.
Tyrod Taylor had to score a touchdown. not Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, love that.
This is more so what I imagine the Sabres crawling out of last
Stop.
Place like.
Stop.
You know,
here's the thing.
Not the Phoenix rising from the ashes, but Danny DeVito just lathered
I was gonna
up
say,
with hand sanitizer.
You can't say, this is what I think, and then not tell people.
I just don't want to describe exactly what it is. If you've seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you'll know. But
if they haven't, they have no idea what you're talking about anyway.
Yes.
So basically, it's still tough, though. Like, I don't care about them crawling out of the basement. I care about just put together, do what you have been doing over the past few years with this team, which is, March is typically fun.
It's fun, but insulting.
It's fun, but insulting in most years. 2 years ago, it was just straight up fun.
Oh my God,
because they
yeah.
almost got into the playoffs.
1 point out, you think, oh, the vibe, we're only up from here.
The
and
Sabres
then we're even further in the gutter 2 years
two
later.
2 years ago, the Sabres were the vibes team because they had just missed the playoffs by 1 point, and everyone was kind of like getting sour about the Bills constantly losing in the divisional round. Cue to 2 years later. The Bills, with a bunch of lovable goofballs, go back to the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
They still lose to the freaking Chiefs, but, you know, that's their prerogative. Meanwhile, the Sabres, it was just this, I don't know, like, 2 years later, it is a different thing. Like, Cousins is already gone, and Jack Quinn looks like a shell of himself already. And you don't know what you have to pay J.J. Paterka. How much is he even really worth for the team? I think he's needed as a top six fixture on this team, so that's me. But there's a lot of questions. Goaltending, back to being the same problem that it was 2 years ago. Are they going to sign a legitimate veteran this time around?
Like, well, yeah. That's...
Is UPL's time as a Sabre going up in smoke now? Like, everything that's happened from the last 2 years has happened, but it is to a point where there's way too much mystery on what to do next to have a solid answer.
It was tough to see it, though, right? I just me looking back, UPL, I didn't think he was going to come back last season, right? Because of the hot and cold performances that he was apt to. But guess what? He puts together an all-time season for him. And makes a case, hey, I can be a starting goaltender. We're back to hot and cold in some facet. Not nearly as bad as it used to be. I'm not saying that. But we're back to that standard in a way where you don't have another answer. Craig Anderson was your answer 2 years ago. 41 years old was your answer. This year, Lindy's going a different direction regularly. Is that telling? That's what I...
It's quite telling. And the thing is that now you're looking at, with what Luukkonen has done in particular, career year last year, it was a career best. He wins 27 games. He actually has a winning record on the season as a whole with Buffalo last year. 27-22-4. So he actually goes with a winning record if you count the overtime losses as mm-hmm. just losses. 2.57 goals against. 9.10 save percentage. Those things would be amongst the best that he does. And this year, he dove right back into the numbers that were from 2 years ago. 8.88 save percentage. 3.16 goals against. And this year, it's 23-22-4.
Yeah.
So it's not like Luukkonen is truly turning the tides at this point either.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 shutouts last year. He has 2 this year.
Yeah. And it's tough because, yes, you did get Devin Levi in that time. And everyone's like, let him cook. He does a great job in Rochester. Whenever he's called up to the NHL, though, it doesn't,
he's not ready.
Doesn't work. He's not ready.
And that's
how much
fair.
Longer it is, because look at the way the team has developed
not even
over
the team.
2 years.
Ready? it's fair because Zach and I talked about this yesterday. Goalies are weird.
They take a little longer sometimes.
They take sometimes a lot longer to a point where you don't know what's truly happening. And you sometimes move on from a goaltender before you should.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres had one of those instances. Robin Lehner. I think they moved on from him way sooner than they should have, but it was because he was losing them points in the standings because he could not solve a shootout for the life of him.
Right.
But then he goes and wins the Jennings Trophy with the Islanders. He becomes a Vezina candidate with Vegas. And it's another one of those examples of, oh, players play great when they flourish outside of Buffalo.
Unfortunately.
I would like to present to you the counter dish of Casey Mittelstadt, by the way.
Yeah. Not for that point, I have this one. Like, that's yes. Essentially what it is, because exactly. It just cancels it out.
If it happened everywhere, there'd be 31 teams trying to get players from Buffalo through hell or high water. Like, you give up 4 first-round picks at that point for a good player on the Buffalo Sabres.
Because you know they're going to be lights out for your team.
Yeah. Like, you're probably trying to trade 2 firsts for Alex Tuch.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you know the answer is, oh, they get better when they play away from Buffalo, right? No, not always.
Not quite.
Like, that's not how it goes. Otherwise, teams would be trying to do that.
So I guess my question, though, like, looking at this team the way it stands right now, it's easy this season to just be frustrated with how the performance has been, right? They're, right now, we just said it. It's almost insulting, but it's fun to watch because they actually play somewhat okay hockey in the March.
And the
where
thing
do
is,
they go from here? Like, next season, what is the expectation?
So, ready? Let's talk about it one at a time. March and how it can be kind of insulting, it is because of the fact that the team has, typically, with this core, gotten off to bad starts.
Extremely.
They tend to, when the second half of the season rolls around, they tend to play better.
Yeah, when the Bills are done playing football, that's normally when you see the uptick from the Sabres.
But it's also, they tend to play better. Under Jason Botterill, that core, we got the famous quote of meaningful games in March, and typically it was the home stretch that team buries itself. He said the meaningful games in March thing, and then they proceeded to collapse and take themselves out of a potential playoff run. Or they were the top team in the NHL in the standings on December 1st, and they end up finishing and drafting like 8th overall.
Mm-hmm.
In a year where St. Louis, on that same date, was finishing or was at last place in the entire NHL standings, they go to win the Stanley Cup. That was not a nice year.
No.
The Ryan O'Reilly trade, that was, you want to talk about insulting, that was kind of insulting. Like, yes, getting Tage Thompson was great, but could you imagine if the pick wasn't 31 overall? Turned out to be Ryan Johnson.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What to do from here?
Mm-hmm. Because Lindy sounds like he's coming back.
There are two things that you want to have done. First, we have to accept the reality that Kevin Adams is going to be here, okay? Because he sounds like a man that he is not going anywhere. And he's making moves at the deadline, for instance, like a general manager who's not going anywhere. So two things. One, get another top four defenseman. Samuelson has shown he's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if I say Matias Samuelson, two-way Sabres fan, typically they're not going to be radio safe comments at this point.
The FCC will be hunting you down for like what
if
you
I
have say, to
say something about if I say the words Matias Samuelson, two-way Sabres fan, out near the arena, I can't promise what I say can be repeated.
And they're also going to look for him somewhere. They think he's out there.
Yeah,
run
but
after
I would like to see a top four defenseman so you can pair him up reliably with power. Byram, I'm not sure what to think of him at this point. I don't know if it's that he does just genuinely play better with Rasmus Dahlin, because who doesn't? Or is he actually a capable and fine player on his own right? It's going to depend on the contract demand.
Yeah.
So you need a top four defenseman anyway, with the questions surrounding Byram.
It would be nice, though, to keep Byram in some facet, pair him with Dahlin, because he plays well when he's paired with Dahlin, like you said, and then get another top four defenseman to just pair with Power, like you said. But so you don't have to keep, oh, Power, Dahlin, you know what I'm saying? Like moving
stuff
around.
I do want to keep looking at the deployments of Jacob Bernard Docker, though,
mm-hmm.
Because he does seem to be a very reliable player in his own end.
Okay.
That is someone that Power could truly utilize. A player who stays responsible in his own end. He's a right-handed shot, so you don't have to worry about the fluctuation between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Responsible, stay at home, let Power do his thing. And the last game against Pittsburgh, oddly enough, where they score seven goals, is the first time that Bernard Docker, since going in the lineup, did not register a point.
Yeah.
So, red-hot JBD is no more. But I think Bernard Docker is someone that you can even try to look at as a potential in-house solution. I would still say you need a top four defenseman candidate anyway. The other thing you need is someone to help push down the order in the forward core. You need a top six forward. And when I say top six forward, I typically am trying to say try to swing big and get a top line forward.
Is that a superstar in your mind?
Yes.
Yep. You Ready? Need that superstar.
The hill I'm going to die on, and I've got plenty of reasons of why.
Mm-hmm. I think you have 14 thereabout.
I would say there's 16.
Okay.
As in the jersey number of Mitch Marner.
Okay.
Marner becoming a free agent. He's a known Bills fan. He has not signed a contract extension with Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's not given team-friendly deals with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No, and for anyone around here to be like, oh, we hate Toronto, we don't, blah, blah, blah. No, we're way past that. You're 14 years into a playoff job.
No.
Absolutely
also,
not.
If that's your reasoning, come on, be real. the true counter-arguments that you'll hear from fans is about how he plays soft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but if you have a guy who threatens to consistently be a top five in points in the National Hockey League, that you have a chance to sign him, get him.
And you give him the opportunity, right, to lead the charge for this new team and get them into the playoffs, that might be a little bit of an incentive to be the guy that did it. Do you know what I'm saying?
And Zach said something yesterday when I mentioned it to him along the lines of, Marner's biggest question and flaw is the playoffs and his playoff performance. I'll tell you what, for at least the first year, nobody's going to care.
There are no playoff expectations
Not
other
here.
Than making it, baby. That's
yeah.
it. You could lose every game.
You can have 0 points in the playoffs
yes.
and get swept.
Yes. Make it. That's it,
You
it.
Make it to the playoffs, you're already considered a huge improvement, and then we can work on that ghost of yours later.
Yeah. We have the wide receiver big board. Kevin Adams' office, they have the Sabres to-do list. Giant piece of cardboard.
It's just Mitch Marner.
All it says is Mitch Marner / make playoffs.
Mitch Marner, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be.
Above all else, Mitch Marner.
And it's a free agent. So
I'd get his jersey right away if he came.
All you need is money. That's it.
Yeah. And you have money. You have money. Let's not sit here and act like we're cap-strapped, okay? Because that's not the case. That is not the case with the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah. There's a chance. There's legitimately a chance. And I do think that there is something to be said about how, And last week, Brian Colzie and I, we had a really fun discussion about Terry Pegula and the optics of how he looks as a Sabres owner, especially with the fact that he was ranked 32nd out of 32 owners.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fix the perception? Get him on a plane. And Colzie said, get Josh Allen on that plane.
Go to Mitch's house.
Fly your ass to Toronto.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Even if you wanted to get in the car, in the motorcade, it's only an hour drive. That's the sell. Mitch, you could see Josh Allen on the daily, and it's not that far of a commute.
It's not that far of a commute, and that is something that Colzie and I talked about last week as well. There's a healthy percentage of players from Southern Ontario. It is actually supposed to be one of the Sabres' biggest recruiting tools.
Exactly.
It's how you got Jeff Skinner.
Yes. It's exactly how you got Jeff Skinner.
But Skinner was excited to play here because it was close to home.
Yeah. The sell is, you don't have to relocate across the completely across the United States, right? You can just cross the border. That's it.
You're a top-tier player. You come into Buffalo, you'll be hailed as a top-tier player.
Mm-hmm.
You also have witnessed, on the football side, what it means to be great in Buffalo.
Yep. And Josh Allen said it to Joey Bosa. They're talking about a Super Bowl. It's a different situation. But if they do, you'll be immortalized.
For example, if you make the playoffs with this team,
your name will never be forgotten.
Your name will never be forgotten because you are a drought breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor is not one of the pinnacle players of the National Football League's history.
Better than Aaron Rodgers.
I will tell you right now that in Buffalo, the man is immortalized.
Yeah, whenever he comes back, he gets a standing ovation. He's the hometown hero.
He is the drought breaker.
Yeah.
You look at players like him and McCoy favorably because of what they did.
Right.
Kyle Williams is a legend.
I mean, any of those guys are.
Any of those guys on that team immortalized. Well, Nathan Peterman was immortalized for a different reason, but he was on that team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
He technically has a win to his name because of it.
That's right.
Because of Joe Webb. He started that game against Indianapolis.
Yep.
The snow game.
Oh, my God. What a game, too, by the way. Like, I see the NFL film of that. I remember sitting there watching that. I couldn't believe it.
But that's the point is, you could turn to Mitch Marner and go, you're the piece we need. And you've seen it because of this 6'5 goofball right here to my right or my left,
mm-hmm.
depending on where you're standing. This guy can tell you everything about being immortalized in Buffalo.
Yep. And Terry also slips him a season ticket to Bills games. It says, you're good for it.
The Sabres have been in the suite for Bills games.
I know.
So you don't even need to slip it to him. Just be like, hey, here you go. These are yours now, too.
Just written in crayon on a piece of paper.
Go enjoy game, but enjoy responsibly. That's all.
Written in crayon. Bills tickets on a piece of paper.
Bills
piece of
suite.
Loose leaf college rule paper.
All right. We'll come back. You had something to say about Stephon Diggs.
I did.
And he was introduced to New England yesterday. Some interesting quotes. It's not bad. Interesting, by the way.
Yeah, something to say is not negative, by the way. I just want to point that out. We'll tease it.
We'll talk more about that coming up here. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Sabres pregame coming up in a half hour here on WGR.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.